Today is Sunday the 25th of August, beginning the 21st week of Ordinary Time. It is the Spirit of love who gives life. God is the source of all life, the one in whom we live and move and have our being. The Spirit of love may not be easy to see, but can you sense God's presence wherever you are now? You might like to ask for that sense as you begin to pray. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But among you, there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, Do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
This teaching is difficult. Jesus' listeners are reacting like this to being told that unless they eat his flesh and drink his blood, they will have no life in them. But perhaps it's a reaction you've had, or maybe still have, to other things Jesus says. Are there things you've heard Jesus say, perhaps even this week, that you find difficult to accept? How have you dealt with that? It is the Spirit that gives life, Jesus says. Where and when in the past week have you felt really alive? When have you felt the Spirit giving life to you? There is a hint of decision time, or of the sheep and the goats, about the last part of this passage, where some of the disciples throw in the towel. But Peter and the 12 declare their faith more strongly than ever. Which way has praying with this passage inclined you, to doubt or to greater resolve? The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. As these words are read again, what spirit and what life can you hear in them?
When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you, there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God."
We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Speak to Jesus now about what you have come to believe and know about him, who he is for you, what he means to you. Speak to him openly and freely, as one friend speaks to another. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.